I'm a national, what is it?
Treasure?
Treasure.
Yes.
National, all three. All three. But I don't have a CBE because I turned that down.
You turned it down, did you?
Yeah, I don't. I said, well, am I allowed to call myself Commander Cleese? Because it's Commander of the British Empire. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you're not. And I said, and anyway, what is this British Empire thing? I thought that was all gone. Well, how can you command something that's disappeared? So we decided it was too silly.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll call you Commander Cleese then.
Commander Cleese, that's lovely.
Wonderful.
Just like Commander Bond, it makes me feel really virile.
John Cleese, a master of British comedy. What a honour to be speaking to you this morning.
It
How
is indeed. It is indeed, Nick. It is an honour, and it's bringing a little colour into your miserable drab
life. Oh, no, sorry.
Life.
I didn't. You were confused. It's because you're getting old. I meant for you to speak to me, John Cleese.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We are here to talk about your amazing, and I've got to say, heartbreaking book, So Anyway.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
It really was. It really touched me.
Oh, I hope it didn't touch you, as it were, too much. I mean, there were little moments in it which are supposed to be, what's the word, touching.
Yeah. Right.
But most of it's supposed to be funny. But what did you find touching? I'm interested.
The way that you write about your mum and that weird, I really want to be careful, but you do describe it as quite a difficult, strange relationship, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, people have difficult relationships with their mums, you know, sometimes. I don't know. Mm. I mean, some of my friends had wonderful relationships with their mums. And I remember thinking, when they said, oh, she's my best friend, I think, how marvellous that must be. You know, to come back when something's upset you or something, you'll sit down and have a lovely chat with your mum. I mean, it wouldn't have occurred to me because it was not that kind of relationship. But I could do that with my dad. So I was immensely lucky with my dad. He was a wonderful, kind guy. But mum was, she did her best, but she was a very neurotic, anxious woman who had to have her own way or else she'd just get so anxious she'd become filled with rage. And Dad was a bit, who'd fought in the First World War for 3.5 years and was not a coward. He didn't enjoy it when she got very wound up. So I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying that's the way it was.
It's a really interesting insight into someone that we know so well that, and I'd say to you just before we started this, you've been an enormous part of my life with all the comedy that you've created.
And I really love it when people say that, and some young comics say to me that you're the reason that I went into show business, and I'm surprised how many people, probably 4 young comics this year already, have said that to me, and it's hugely flattering, and because you just think all you're trying to do is make people laugh. You can't believe it's got a bigger importance, but the older I get, and I'm not joking, the more I see the importance of entertainers. Because at one stage, when we were, I think I was publicising the book, I was on a show with Neil Diamond, and at the it was Graham Norton, and at the end he sang Sweet Caroline, and the whole audience sang it with him, and I just sat there looking at all these people being happy together. And I suddenly thought, you know, we entertainers, we actually do a useful job. And I always thought we were a luxury.
And the great beauty of what you can do, you can just get the DVDs out and you can look and go, oh, yeah, I influenced comedy for several generations after with what I did there.
Yes, but you see, the funny thing is I don't quite see it because I once talked to Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry, and they told me that when they were working, they would sort of start developing a Python idea and they'd suddenly say, no, 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 this is too like Monty Python, and then they'd leave it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think we were copied that much, but we did. So I think we just were sillier than anyone had been before. And people somehow got what was really funny about being silly. Not everybody did. But I tell you, I noticed a thing. Cab drivers always said the same thing to me. They said, watch it, my family. He said, my son and my daughter love it, and I do too. But my wife just sits in the kitchen saying, I don't see what you see in that rubbish. And I suddenly realized the difference. It wasn't a sexual thing. It was an education thing. The wife in the kitchen who just thought it was rubbish hadn't had the education that the daughter did.
Oh, right.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. And that when you've had the education, you see a little bit more sense behind the silliness. You suddenly see what there's a sort of a point behind the silliness.